some shirts with a built-in tie. They were 4 years old, you know, you've seen these shirts with a tie attached to them. They were real proud, and he dressed up in this little suit and went to mass with them. And when we came back, it was almost, it's going to 10:30 mass. It was time almost for lunch, for dinner, Sunday dinner. He asked me to let him ride the pony. I said, no, son, we don't have time to ride the pony before noon. I said, it's too late. Mama will have dinner on the table at the moon. You don't have time. But he was kind of half sick and cross, and the other boy was in the house, you know, and used to fed him a little bit. He whined a little bit. I said, okay, I said, we'll get the pony out. You're only going to make about 2 or 3 rounds with him. I'm going to put him up. I'm not even going to go to the trouble of saddling the pony. We're not going to put the saddle on, so go back and get the pony. And we lived in this house in the middle of the block down there then. My father lived upstairs. We had 2 yards that we owned the property all the way through the block from this street to the other street, and kept the pony in the back lot. So we go and I bring him up in there. I didn't want him to ride in the back lot. Well, I said, we're going to ride him just a little while. We'll ride in the short part. So he gets up on the pony with just the bridle on him, and he goes around the yard a couple of times and
held onto the... Yeah.
And, well, they could... At 4, they were just natural, just riding the horse. They rode pretty good when they first got the pony. And bareback wasn't any stint for them to do. But whenever you brought the pony out, you had an influx of the neighborhood children. Everybody wants a ride. So one of his best little buddy from across the street came over. I said, it's time to put the pony up. I knew what was going to happen. I was going to be out there longer than I wanted to be. I said, it's time to put the pony up. They had just one more round. I said, let me take Ray with me this time. Ride double. So I slipped Ray up on the back end of the pony, and naturally when the two get together, the pony has to go a little faster. And the pony was a little skittish with the boy in the back. He must have tickled his flank a little bit, and he went into a lope. And in the short yard, he had to make a quick turn. When he did, the boy in the back shoved my boy forward, and he fell and broke his arm right here. The elbow. Broke all the bones. It just been. And this is a hell of a long story to tell you what how I lost my fair bananas.
Go ahead.
It was on a Sunday. I brought my pair to this local doctor up here. It was an old Dr. Polk up here on the corner. And he says, Shine, he said, that boy has a real bad break. He says, if I try to set that arm, he said, I can't set the 3 bones and make them whole in the setting he needs to have. He said, you best take him to New Orleans right away and have it set. I said, well, where to go? I didn't know a bone doctor from nobody. He said, well, you see, this is about 35 years ago.
Yeah.
He said the best place to go for an emergency would be the charity hospital, because they have the best emergency and they have people there all the time. They do the most business. So that was really bad advice. I rushed the boy over there I got so mad that I told them I knew I didn't belong in the charity hospital. I could pay for the service. And I had to fill out forms there for about an hour and answer questions and this, you know, while my boy was laying with his arm. Boy, he wouldn't touch him, wouldn't do anything to him till he got all this thing. And I was getting so irritated.